We continue now with
prayers of the church this morning. In our prayers, we will pray for the Sawnow family as they mourn Warren's passing this last week. And also Laverne Sandrock and those that are caring for her. Laverne is still hanging on, and we want to pray that the Lord would take her soon and that she'd be free from pain. And then also safety for tomorrow's events. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ and for everyone in need. Heavenly Father, give us your Holy Spirit so that we take up the crosses you give us, that you give us the privilege of carrying, and follow your Son through this troubled life into heaven. Prepare each of us to give up our lives, knowing that Christ has already saved our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, teach us never to shun our Lord's suffering on our own suffering. When we endure persecution or ridicule for being your children, give us faith in you and perseverance. As you have promised, deliver us out of the hand of the wicked and redeem us from the grasp of the ruthless. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, forgive our inability and unwillingness to forgive those who sin against us. We hear your promise that when we return to you, you will restore us. Melt our hard hearts so that we confess our sin, relent of evil, turn to you in repentance, and confidently trust your Son's saving work for us. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, protect our nation and its people. Deliver us from drought and flood, from war and famine, and from terrorism and disaster. Provide good weather and a bountiful harvest. Watch over the members of our military, especially those now deployed or in harm's way, and care for their families. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, make this church a house of prayer, where we call on you in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. Today we especially lift up those individuals in the Peace family who have requested prayer. Lord, we especially uplift our friend, Addie Sanow, as she mourns the passing of Warren. We thank you for the tender love that they have exhibited and the example they have been of a faithful marriage here at Peace Lutheran Church. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life for Warren and pray that you'd comfort those who grieve his loss. Give them the strength of the promises that you will provide safe pasture for all eternity for those who love you. And Lord, we extend that promise too to Laverne and those who are caregiving for her. Lord, we pray that you take her peacefully and at rest and comfort her today with the promise that there is a pasture that she will lie down and be comforted for all eternity. Lord, we pray for security and for safe travels for those coming into our area this day. We thank you for the gift of friendship and fellowship with Peace Lutheran Church in Yakima, and for the youth that are here. Give them joy together, and also joy witnessing your universe tomorrow. And Lord, also those others on our prayer list today, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Joel, Max, Laverne, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Sandy, Don, Jimmy, Johanna, Rachel, Don, and Scott. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, Heavenly Father, we place ourselves and all those for whom we pray. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
And Jesus gave this supper to his followers for all time. And it was a lesson that every person has a seat at the table, whether they're a Canaanite or a foreigner, as long as they look to their Savior for his grace and the gifts that he has to offer. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. The table has been prepared. All are welcome to receive God's gifts. You may be seated.